to More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the cat that's going to get killed by curiosity, Mr. Richard Avery.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. I have an ice pack and I'm good to go.
Well, we're going to jump right in this because our guest, Cherie DeVille, who is back. Welcome back, Cherie.
Hello.
We had so much fun with her and we were talking about cougars. And if you are listening to this episode and haven't listened to the previous week's episode, please go back and listen to it so you can hear the conversation. But after we got done talking, we realized we sat here and talked for another 20 minutes. Then we started recording to start this episode because we wanted to talk some more. We ended up talking 10 minutes beforehand that will never be able to be aired. So, Cherie, we had so much fun talking to you. We talked about cougars and kittens and what it's like living life as a cougar. Mm-hmm. You're a woman of 37. You've been in the industry for 4 years now. My big thing, and I know Richard's question is as well, is how did you get into the adult industry 4 years ago?
Well, first, the very, very first thing is I had a good friend who is a photographer and was shooting.
I know. I was just thinking, like, it's always the photographers.
It is. Those dirty photographers. And he was doing a layout for a prosthetic horn company, like these big, like, spirally goat horns. And his concept for it was Seven Deadly Sins. Anyway, gluttony dropped out. And at that time, I was only 105 pounds, so I got cast as like an ironic gluttony. And I tentatively said I would do it, and the experience was fantastic. Even though it was only implied nude, I had a really, really good time. So his wife convinced me to go on one of those modeling websites. Anyway, a couple months goes by, and my current agent, OC Modeling's headhunter, found me mm-hmm. online. And asked if I wanted to come out and do porn, which is something I had never even remotely considered. I was first having fun doing an interesting project for a friend and then making a little bit of money on the weekends doing some nude modeling. So anyway, my thought process genuinely was I'm going to go out there, I'm going to make a few films, you know, because she had me set up with some stuff, and I'm going to have these cool DVDs to, like, look back on, you know, when I'm, like, 90 and be like, my life was pretty damn interesting. Look at all the variety of things I've done, all the places I've been. But when I came, I really liked it. You know, it broke a lot of my personal stereotypes about what porn might be. I liked the people. I'm a bit of an exhibitionist at heart. I enjoyed the adrenaline rush of the, you know, the people watching and having sex. I liked feeling sexy, and so I just kept coming back, like 1 week a month, 1 week a month, 1 week a month, and then I moved here.
And I've known you, I'm not even sure how long, not the entire 4 years you've been here. I don't even remember the first movie we were on together or the scene.
It's been a while, though. At least a couple years.
Yeah, it's been a couple years. It's definitely been a couple years. But you are a very professional woman. When you come to, what I like having, besides the fact that you're, let's jump back here real quick. You were 105 pounds.
I was.
I don't know what you weigh today, but I couldn't imagine.
125 pounds. Okay. 20 pounds less on my short frame.
Let's go with this. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to see her at 105 because at 125, it's absolutely perfect. So, yeah, I couldn't imagine you even had
but
curves.
I was, like, doing marathon training and stuff, so my body wasn't – the fitness of my body and the quality of my running was my prerogative, not my physical looks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, where I was going is I enjoy having you on set because of many reasons, but also it's because you're professional. When you arrive on set, I know what I'm going to get. I'm going to get somebody who's going to show up, is going to be in a good mood, is going to do the job. Even if you're in a bad mood,
bring
you can
fake
it.
Bring a ton of clothes.
Exactly. Bring all the clothes, be able to do paperwork, be able to do all of those things. Part of that
be
is...
Be able to do paperwork.
Be able to fill out her own
be
address.
Be able to do paperwork.
Some people fail...
Good job.
She can sign her own name.
That's how low the bar is set in some areas. I apologize. I love all my girls equally.
Oh, I remember when you told me I was the first person to have successfully filled out that paperwork without mistakes.
With me?
Yeah, the first person.
It's very rare that I get somebody. Now, even still now, I can't even.
Honestly, though, that's I've seen that paperwork. I don't even know. I couldn't.
Well,
do it.
I mean, if it's a new person, if it's a new person that works for this company that's never worked for them before, the first initial paperwork is 16 pages.
But it's two dimensional. Each page, you read it. And then there are blank areas,
yeah.
And you put things in the blank areas.
It's amazing.
Dependent upon what it says exactly. on the page.
No, I agree. But no, it's one of those things that I know I'm going to have a professional performer that's going to do a great scene and have fun and is going to bring something to the set. So my question is what advice can you give to the younger generation girls, even not necessarily younger but new to the industry? What mm-hmm. advice could you give them to help make my life easier?
Do whatever Mo says. And
do whatever Mo
shut
says.
Shut up.
Well, you know, I think the most important thing is that you treat your job in porn as a not just a job like you would that's going to come and go in a month, but as a career. And I say that not because I demand that every girl stays in porn for a really long time, even if she hates it, but because of the social and cultural consequences that porn has. Once you make the decision, and I did mine very thoughtfully, actually, I contacted a lawyer, made sure I couldn't lose my physical therapy license, because once you enter porn, there are going to be consequences with your future employment. There are going to be consequences in the people who you can have romantic relationships with. You have to understand what your choices are going to do emotionally to your current friends and relatives, as well as if you choose to have children, what repercussions those might have on future generations. And even if you do think, as I do, that society's view is skewed, it doesn't change the fact that it's society's view. Mm-hmm. So if you're coming in, I say to you, please take it seriously, because whether you do one scene or 1,000 scenes, those repercussions are with you. You might as well try and last as long as you can.
Sure.
So tips to make it last as long as you can.
Numbing cream?
No.
Be nice.
I don't actually think, I think looks are 10% of my success. I think most of my success is professionalism, mm-hmm. hustle. I contact directors, as Mo knows. Every month I send out my little emails giving my available dates because I have another job, so my dates are always a little limited. Making sure you are on top of your beauty and hygiene game. Mm-hmm. You're keeping your hair, skin, nails on point. Details are important. And that you have, you know, just focus on what the call sheet says, you know, actually read these things. I mean, really, it all comes down to one word, which is professionalism. Mm-hmm. Treat the job seriously, both at home, preparing for set, and while you're on set. You know, help the male talent. Give him a blowjob if he needs a blowjob. Everybody's there together. There's no egos. All of you are creating a nice performance. You're not some like superstar we're all catering to.
Exactly.
If your male doesn't feel turned on by you, fucking fake it for the day.
Exactly. Christ. Thank you.
You know, pretend he's God's gift to you for one day. Put your ego aside. I don't know. It all comes down to
your
job.
I'm going to start calling directors just so I can have you on my set more often. Because everything you just said is exactly true.
But it shouldn't have to be said. These are not secret tips that like I'm sharing some like amazing insight that I've learned through the years. It's just
I know that,
common
but
sense.
There's a but to this, and it's something I have dealt with through the years. Mm-hmm. I've been around this a long time, and it's the reason, number one reason why I started pornstorelifecoach.com.
Ooh,
and shameless plug.
I know I had
no,
to do
this
it.
Is good.
I have to do this. And I tell everybody I ever meet, go read every article on there because it's written by the best of the best, from Phoenix Marie
nice.
To Bobby Starr to
nice.
Everybody's written and contributed. And if you ever want to contribute,
sure.
would love
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And it's the one thing, but it is true. Like, you've worked in other businesses. You've worked and done all these things. So you understand that concept. But
yes.
when you, a lot of times I meet an 18-year-old girl who's just turned 18, out of high school, 5 months out of high school, is like, I want to be a porn star and wants to do all this. And they don't know where to look for advice, good, healthy advice. So what they do is they ask their agent who doesn't really give a fuck, is going to manipulate them and use them for money.
Yeah.
So it's I can't tell you, I can't even count how many times this has happened where a girl, I meet a new girl, they've worked in 6 months to a year. They've already screwed things up in a sense. And then I say, go look at Pornstar Life Coach and read everything. And then they come back to me and they go, holy fuck, I wish I read this
book. I wish I had read this,
before I started, and I would have saved a lot of headaches. And I said, exactly. And then, you know, we have podcasts on there that are hosted by Phoenix Marie and Nikki Hunter.
Nice.
You know, Sophie D's on there. The greats giving this advice. And I just wish every girl would, I said, I'll say it. Why, the reason I started the damn website, I just wish every girl before they did their first scene would go do a little bit of homework. And all those things you said are right on.
Yeah.
But when you're 18, they don't know where to look. So they ask some guy
at an agency. That's probably true, but like maybe I just have more faith in people or maybe I remember myself at 18. I mean, I owned my first home at 22. Yeah. You know, I had multiple homes by 27. I put myself through college. I have my doctorate. I ran a daycare as a lead teacher but in college.
You know how rare you are.
Way younger. Way younger than 18.
You know how rare, sweetheart. You know how rare you are.
Like a 39-year-old man that's a little overweight because I can dump my girl real quick.
No, but I'm just, you are so rare.
But I have an amazing family, too. I mean, I can't take all the credit for the guidance they gave me.
That alone, too. You know, because I can't name names, but I know stories like girls that didn't have that support.
Yeah.
And aren't that smart because they didn't think they needed to go to school because they just fucked their way through school and they got high all the time. Yeah. And then they're off doing porn. And then a year into porn, they're just that cliche. And then then I get a hold of them and I just say, here's what you're going to do. And I've saved a lot of girls.
They need that.
Getting their shit together. Because
I see the babies on, as a MILF, I see the babies on set all the time. And I do try to do my best, even with the short time I have with them, to talk to them a little bit, be a little motherly, give them a little helping hand.
I honestly tell girls all the time, like, if you're going to do this, it can be a fun profession. You can make good money. You can be successful. There's it's a lot of fun, but do it the right way. If you're going to do it right. Be smart, have fun and look good doing it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why do it?
Yep.
And where I go on set is because I deal with the small things. It's the smallest things that can fuck up my day. Mm-hmm. Honestly, here's one of the stupidest things that I love happen is, it sounds stupid, showing up with wet hair tied up in a bun on your head. Because what you just did is cost me 30 minutes of my day because you couldn't get out of bed early enough. You couldn't do whatever. You went to the gym and you couldn't do this. Fucking dry your hair before you show up on my set. It's literally 30 minutes. You get a girl who has a big full head of hair and my makeup artist comes out and goes, her hair's not going to dry. It's going to take me 20 minutes to dry out her hair.
Yep.
Why did you just fuck me? Why shouldn't I just cut out 30 minutes worth of your paycheck.
I always wonder why you don't. I mean, I'm being honest here.
And it's, then I go through and it's little things like wardrobe. I put it on my, it is so easy. Wardrobe is so fucking easy to do. Go to a place and buy matching bra and panty sets. And here's what I'd like you to do afterwards. You take them off, you buy them, and you cut off the tags. Please, just cut off the fucking tags. It looks like shit on camera.
Yep.
We have to do it anyhow.
Yep.
Your clothes. Go buy set clothes.
Yep.
Go buy shit without logos. Don't show up with pink. Yes. Don't show up with Victoria's Secret, Micro Kors. Go to Walmart and buy your heels. I don't need $300 heels on set.
You shouldn't bring $300 heels on set. Are you crazy? They're going to fall in the pool or something or get scuffed. Or
bring shoes without logos. I had a woman show
That's
up with shoes without logos.
Yeah.
No, you know where she got them? Old Navy. No logos on the outside of the shoe. They cost $22.
Oh, on the outside,
yeah. Yeah, on the outside. $22. And I looked at one of the male talent who came in later with his Adidas shoes or whatever.
Oh, God, he should
know
better.
And I said, as we're taping it up, I said, tell you what. And he goes, well, I didn't really want to buy it. I said, she bought them for $22. Here's what I'm going to do. We hire you enough, I will personally put $1 onto every one of your paychecks. You go buy these shoes, and by the end of the year, when we're done hiring you, your $22 shoes will be paid for. And it's those things that are frustrating that it's be professional. When I hear my agent didn't tell me, why didn't you ask your agent?
Yeah, don't if it's something you need to know. Yeah.
Well, he didn't tell me I needed this. Look through the thing. Did it list wardrobe? No. Then why didn't you call your agent?
Because you know
and
you're going to be wearing something.
Exactly.
For a little, a short time, but still.
But it's very important.
It's important. And it's these things that are, those are such minor details that can fuck up a day so quickly.
Girls' nails and roots drive me crazy.
Exactly.
We don't have many responsibilities dude, they don't even care if you memorize your script.
Oh, I will let that slide.
Get your roots touched up. Have nice nails.
Show up with green, chippy nails. And
your job is to look like a fantasy. You're a fantasy. You're more than perfect.
Uh-oh, what? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's black chipped
nails. Oh, anything.
Chipped is, I don't care if they're pink chipped nails.
No. My favorite color nail is black chipped nails. And then number two is just nice black. And then number three is black. And then four, okay, dark red.
Yeah.
I had a girl one
time. I like black chip nails because it's...
But that's on purpose.
Yes. It's punk rock.
Yes.
I grew up punk rock.
Yes.
I had a girl show up and she showed me her wardrobe and got a little bit of an attitude. And anybody who knows me on set knows that I don't do attitude from anybody very well. I tend to get a little bitchy. So she was explaining to me how she didn't feel that she needed to buy any wardrobe from porn because she doesn't wear that in her real life. That this is what I have, and if it doesn't work for you, then you should have bought it for me.
Oh.
And when I'm asking for young, fun wardrobe, like jeans, shorts, and tank tops and stuff like that, and you show up in your literally Abercrombie & Fitch or pink sweatpants and go, well, this is what I have, too bad. It's that one step of going, if I was the director, you'd be leaving the set now. I'm only the production manager or the producer or whatever. I can't kick you off the set. And when I go to the director and he's going to go, just figure out something for her to wear. But it's like those things is that's the little bit of advice that I would hope. Just that. Take care of yourself.
Pay attention. Take care of yourself. Pay attention.
Yes. That's the biggest thing. I think that's the biggest.
Who did you do your first scene with for?
Oh, for Philly Films with Holly Michaels.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, Holly Michaels.
And I'm friends with Holly Michaels. She's amazing. She was only in the business for, what, 2-3 years?
She's still camming.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, my
God. She, and, like, not only is she lovely, but, again, that's not the majority of her appeal. She's just super genuinely sexual.
I'm assuming you're into girls.
Mm-hmm.
Have you always been into girls before porn?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't go too far, because I got a Holly Michaels story.
And I just wonder, because, like, I mean, that's my whole thing. I like girls who like, really like girls.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Holly Michaels.
I don't know.
One of my favorite things, and a good part of my job when I do wardrobe is I get to attach stockings and I get to do this stuff.
Sure.
So I can be right next to a girl's ass. Any pictures out there that you guys see of me looking all serious is, hey, listen, I'm still looking at the girl's ass. I'm still having a good time, but I have a job to do. And I can't be like, oh, hey, how you doing? So Andre Madness will sometimes take pictures of me doing this, and it's fun. And it's,
yeah.
And so she's in this French maid costume, and I'm fixing up something, right? And I'm not paying attention, but I'm like ass dead center. She's got an amazing ass, right? Center. And all of a sudden, I feel somebody grab the back of my head and just shove my face into her ass. She had reached around and grabbed my face and just planted it, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, and her ass was just like fucking soft. And
it was cotton candy.
All of a sudden, I'm like, this is awesome. What the fuck just happened? Keep your tongue in your mouth. Seriously, instinct needs to stop. Go with professional, because if you do that, it's going to all the fun things. And it probably lasted all of 5 seconds, but it seemed like an eternity.
5 hours.
Just like, oh my God.
So now I know what heaven feels like.
Yeah, no,
I can die.
She's one of those that I... The first time we actually ever met, we didn't get off on the right foot.
Really?
Yeah, it was really weird.
She's so sweet.
It was on a Ralph Long shoot, and I was shooting stills, and for some reason, we didn't quite get off on the right foot, and we were cool, but then it was afterwards. I was on set with her a few more times, and I fell in love with that girl. So
she's wonderful.
Sorry.
Do you have favorite girls you like to work with?
Definitely.
And drop some names.
Danny Daniels.
Never heard of her.
Never heard of her.
Aaliyah Love.
Never heard of her.
New girl, right?
Isn't she?
Both just brand new.
Yeah,
right off the bus.
Danny Daniels. I mean, she's fine. I mean, she's got an ass, the bush, the personality,
the pussy,
she's
the tits, the personality. Yeah.
She's got nice tits. I like her tits too. Mm-hmm. The hair. I like her hair.
And it's real.
If she just shut the fuck up, we would. I love you, Danny.
I love you so much. The one thing I like about Danny is like it's her energy of go big or go home kind of a thing.
Yeah, she's great.
Like, it seems like, I don't know her that well, but I know her well. My impression is that, like, she's that way with everything. Like,
she's just really successful in all of her projects. I don't know if you've seen her artwork. Yeah. You know, she's training
on the
to
show.
Be a pilot.
I'm bringing her back on to talk about being a pilot, but I brought her on just before one of her first big shows.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. And I saw her work in person. I went over to her place.
It's gorgeous.
And she's amazing.
It's really amazing.
Fun. If I had money, because I would never
she
ask
sells
somebody
to celebrities.
To do it. I would never ask her to do it as a favor. Like, oh, hey, can you hook me up and do something like that?
Right.
If I had the money, I would actually commission her to do a Batman one for me.
Yeah. Excuse me. That would be amazing, I'm sure.
Buy one of my prints first, buddy.
It's a photography thing. Nobody cares. Photographers take care. It's kind of like professional courtesy, like with lawyers and cops and stuff and doctors. You kind of help each other out for cheap. Yeah. That's how photographers work. But real artists, not like us photo people.
Not us photographers.
Okay, so we got girls. Who's the worst guy out there?
Oh, I have no idea.
I love asking that question. Because some girls will go out and go,
Do you like guys?
Dead
just
name
much?
Of the person.
You know what? I like...
How are you, 50-50 when it, girls, boys, or 60-40?
Way, way, way more girls. But as I've grown older, I've found it easier to have emotional relationships, emotional romantic relationships with men.
Mm, good.
So...
You only get better with age, right?
There you go.
No, it's like when I... my good friend back in the day, girl used to shoot, Justine Jolie, if mm-hmm. you know who she is.
I knew who... Yeah. I know of her.
Yeah, great redhead. She was always... When I first met her and stuff like that, she was always like, you know, 75, 25. 75 mm-hmm. girl, 25 girl. And then, like, years would go by. And, okay, now it's 70, 30. And, mm-hmm. you know, like, all that kind of thing. And even a lot of girls, I always ask them, like, what's that percentage? And,
yeah.
You know, and a lot of... I always say... I find it fascinating. I always say, like, I think sometimes girls... A girl being with a girl is almost like it's playtime.
Well, sexually, I'm like, if I go to a bar, I almost don't notice the guys yeah. at all. I only notice the girls. So like visually, sexually, I'm all about the women. But then I'll find myself falling emotionally, at least at this point in my life, for men a little more often. I don't know. I don't know what it's about.
Well, she's a professional, real woman. I have some just... advice for the younger generation or new porn people, and we'll just do quick answers. Money.
Well, first of all, you have to realize that we pay our own taxes, so I would recommend having at least a slightly separate savings account to put, you know, 20% in for your taxes, and then you should be saving an additional 20 to 30% of every paycheck for whatever right you decide to do for retirement.
Right on.
Mm-hmm. Business.
I always tell every girl, for every dollar you make, divide it into thirds, past, present, and future.
Beautiful.
That's a blog post on my Born Star Life Coach.
There you go.
But
I don't know how these girls spend so much money.
I don't either.
Well, I mean, really?
Some of them do take care of me.
Wait, hold on. Do you mind if we talk about the vehicle you drive?
Oh, it's a piece of, it's not a nice, it's not like a fancy car. Why?
It's not. No. And that's what I wanted to point out. Can I say what it
is? Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So I will see a girl who works half as much as you do, mm-hmm. drive up in a Mercedes, yeah. drive up in some exactly. obscene thing. Mm-hmm. Cherie drives up in a Honda Element, which I actually consider purchasing at some point in time.
I purchased it used, by the way.
Exactly.
In cash.
And exactly. And exactly. It's done. You have no more payments.
I never had payments. And I've never had a car payment in my life.
And that's mm-hmm. genius. And to go through and you live a certain lifestyle, and you're fine driving that vehicle. You don't have to show off to anyone. And so I always admire that.
And look,
because
I mean, my shoes, everything is, you know, I
drive a 98 Honda Accord with mm-hmm. 265,000 miles on it.
I'll buy another one when it dies.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm thinking about a Honda Element, actually.
Hey, I drive a Ferrari.
Okay. Yeah, I know, exactly. So business, your number one piece of advice for business.
Oh, what do you mean
general,
by business?
Just in general, not just porn business, in business of how to...
Don't burn your bridges. I think social connection and, you know, being friendly with people is just as important, at least in here, as doing a good scene. Were you nice to everybody? Were you nice to the PAs? Were you friendly with the director? Were you friendly with the photographer? And not
Did
just because it could go back and bite you in the ass, but like we all grow and change, especially in this business. Like Danny is a good friend of mine. What? Let's just say we weren't friends and we had only had sex together and I had been a diva. Well, guess what? Now she's shooting some big sites for both Brazzers and Reality Kings. I would be fucked. You know, you've changed jobs several times. Annika's directing now. She's a close friend of mine. I mean, my personal connections get me as much work as my professional reputation. So, you know, just be nice. That doesn't mean to be a kiss ass and harass people. No. That just means be nice.
I go through,
you know?
And now that people know the position where I work and what I work on and things mm-hmm. like that, I used to get it before, but I'll have girls who have no idea who I am mm-hmm. will say, can you shoot me? And what I loved was, as I was like, are they looking at my blog and seeing photos or seeing something that I post and go, I want you to take pictures of me? Or are they looking at who I work for and going, will you shoot me? I don't know. And it's like this vague question. Now, you DM'd me mm-hmm. on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I... don't advise this to every girl. We know each other.
Yeah, a little bit better.
Please,
yeah.
Please don't. We know each other well. And it was just an easy way of us communicating. Yeah. I didn't book you directly. I didn't do anything, but we communicated. Right. I just happened to be in a room and we did a little bit of negotiation. I looked at the director, said, here's, we can do two scenes, blah, 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 blah. And did the whole thing. And she's like, I like her. You like her, blah, blah, blah. We knew what we were going to get done.
Yeah.
Problem solved. That can happen for so many girls if you just behave professionally, know what you're doing. Yeah. It doesn't have to do with age. It doesn't have to do anything. If I could hire the same girls over and over and over again based off of their professionalism, I would.
Personality and professionalism.
So it's like I wish more would come in and actually be professional like that. And learn. Mm-hmm. It's like I know there's APAC and I know there's where there's they're trying to educate performers and things like that on various things. But I really wish there could be like a mentorship where you go through and for your first 6 months, you get paired with a person who's been in 3 years.
Was this like an AA program?
Yeah. Yes. You know, you get it goes through and goes, I was on set today and I got yelled at because I didn't have this. And then you can go through and go, well, first of all, why did they yell at you? Or,
try and suss out what the real problem was. Out.
So who's your sponsor?
Yeah. So who's your sponsor?
What people either into the industry, outside of the industry, what women, men, who do you look up to as somebody that you would learn from or that you look as a mentor?
People who I actually have been my mentors.
Sure.
Like I still communicate with my first clinical instructor, the person I did my first rotation with. Like a lot of, I don't want to, just because I'm in porn, I don't want to say too many names, but
of course.
The owner or the director for the grad school I went to that I got my manual therapy certification from, awesome person, good therapist. I haven't, porn is an interesting place. Like you kind of end up, and I've seen this a lot with a lot of the different girls, you kind of end up bonding with the girls who got in around the same time as you and kind of forming little like support groups. So like me and Danny and Aaliyah and Annika and Riley, like we all kind of got in at a similar time and you happen to meet and then you, just kind of stay tight. And I've seen that with other little groups of girls. So it's like a mini mentorship.
Yeah, but it actually works that way. It's like you get in around the same time as opposed to hanging out with a girl that's been in it for 5 years and you're new.
Yeah.
The 5 year girl's been in for 5 years, doesn't want to hang out with a new girl kind of a
sometimes,
thing.
Sometimes, but yeah. Yeah.
She does. She's a cougar over here. She's looking at the young meat going, how you doing?
Wink, wink.
But I even help young girls help out. Business. Like I'll take pictures of girls that I, like little 19-year-olds that it's their first or second scene. I'll take pictures of them and text them to directors and people that I know. Like I actually try and help other people who I think are good get work.
Yeah.
I don't think of it as a competition, against me and the other girls. I think someone's awesome. I want to get her name out there.
Yeah. I mean, as for a company, we can't shoot the same people over and over and over again. And that advice, for example, we shot a girl just yesterday, the day before I'd been on a cam show with her. Mm-hmm. She did a solo cam show. She was supposed to be a girl show, but unfortunately I had to send the other girl home for, please don't show up stoned. Two companies. Please do not show up stoned on set.
Shit.
So I had to send her home because we couldn't shoot her. And so the other girl did a solo show and she had great personality, great energy, did a great job. And I really, really liked her. Mm-hmm. We needed to replace a different girl for the next day.
See?
And she was right there and I had done and the director had seen her and said, she goes, do you like her? I said, yes. And she goes, book her then. If you think that we should book her, book her. So I went ahead and booked her. She came to set. She did a girl scene. She's not as into girls as she is into boys. She was a little concerned that I didn't see the scene. She was a little concerned that the scene hadn't gone well. I didn't hear anything negative about it. But obviously it was bad enough for her that she knew there was something wrong.
Yeah.
So I don't immediately – I'll talk to the director. I'll talk to other people. I don't immediately go, oh, she did a bad scene. She's out.
Maybe she cared. She cared enough to say something about it, which means she's willing to improve, which is very rare.
That right there is I don't care how bad she was. I may not be able to pick her up next month, but in 6 months from now, she's still working
She'll
on
be
that
better.
Type of thing. And if it's, listen, I'm not that into girls. I can do better with a boy. Give me a shot.
Which is fine.
Okay. I'm more willing to do that. And I like that. I appreciate that. And so she's somebody that I would bring back because she actually cared.
Well, I always like to remind the girls, like, I think we all can read it. I don't care what business you're in. If you're running a business or working from somebody, you always want to work with people you like.
Yes.
So
I always recommend my friends.
Yeah.
I tell my friends I'm getting you laid and paid. Yeah, you know, recommend my friends.
If I'm
going to
spend
the
day doing something with a bunch of people, I'm going to surround myself with the people I like. And so I always tell people these talent. I tell my girls, just be nice to everybody because then, and be
girls
nice.
Recommend you too.
Yeah, exactly.
Girls will choose you out.
And have fun and da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And it's like sometimes, but people don't understand that. And I like to yell at people thinking, you have to think big picture, long term. Yeah. Don't be so short-sighted. Don't burn bridges. Crap
don't
like that.
Don't burn bridges.
I tell people all the time, don't burn the bridge. Just close a gate, lock it, but keep the key. Because someday you might have to open that up and get back across that bridge.
There's never a reason to say something, in my mind, never a reason to say something unprofessional. You know, no matter what you're thinking, you just keep it to yourself.
Yeah. Some people should take that advice.
Shut up.
I'm good at it.
I go through and I do that. And every so often I have girls that have come up to me. I had a girl yesterday come up on set and she hadn't seen me in a number of months. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that she remembered that I told her because I kind of beat it into her on the previous set we'd been on to was first, middle, and last name on the paperwork. Mm-hmm. She walked in and actually said, she goes, I remember you. You're the one that made me put first, middle, and last name. And now I do it on all my paperwork.
Good.
I had somebody else. I had Misty Stone. Well, I love this. Misty Stone has been in a long time.
She's an icon, yeah.
And I gave her shit because she didn't have matching bra and panty sets on a previous thing. And Misty, you know, I love Misty. Misty can show up 6 hours late to set and I'll be pissed as fuck. And then she just starts talking to me and she's like fucking like, oh, hey. And suddenly everything's okay. But she showed up and I was like, so do you have matching bra and panty sets? And she goes, yes, I do because I knew I was going to see you. And I'm like, oh my God, it was so,
it works.
So it was like, sometimes I say things and sometimes it gets picked up by people. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes girls take offense to it. And I never mean anybody to take offense to it. I come off a little sarcastic, a little rough sometimes, but it's like anything that I'm telling you is I'm trying to help you out because it helps me out. Yeah. And some girls, I never really realize until they say something back that they've picked it up.
Well,
and I'm so
really
happy
listened.
To hear that. Even if they were pissed at me when I said it, even though they didn't mm-hmm. like it, even if they thought it was full of shit, the fact that they come back and at least
or
acknowledge it. Or anything, yeah. And I never want to embarrass anybody. I never want to hurt feelings or anything. I just sometimes come off a little. This is my explanation hour, so anybody who listens, they can know that I'm actually kind of a nice guy. So
if the old saying, if you don't listen, you don't learn.
Exactly.
It's that simple.
Well, if they don't listen to this, then they won't know. So if they made it this far into the episode, they're going, what was this topic?
Yeah, exactly.
What topic?
Well, this wasn't actually a topic. This was a general, old people, not... the youngest person here gave the best advice. But, you know, it was us kind of just, you know, continuing the conversation from the first episode. We had so much fun, and I'm so happy you could come down. Where can your fans, where can other girls, where can other people in this industry find you and get some advice on the interwebs?
At Twitter, Cherie DeVille, Instagram, Cherie DeVille, my website, CherieDeVille.com. Luckily, I have a unique name, so I got them all.
Can I give them your phone number?
Oh, sure.
Okay, call
888 121212.
8675.
Nice. Whoa. Okay.
Mr. Avery, where can people get advice from you?
At pornstarlifecoach.com.
Pornstarlifecoach.com.
And don't forget stupidlifecoach.com.
And stupidlifecoach.com.
And don't forget hookerlifecoach.com.
These are all actual sites. You guys should take a look.
I run them.
They're all parts of the Julie Land universe.
Thank you very much.
My name is Maurice. This is More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. You can check out my Instagram, theaveragemo.com. And also visit my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.